If you work in an industrial facility, you know the holy grail is predictive maintenance catching a critical failure before it wrecks your equipment, shuts down production, or, risks safety.
Absolutely, it's what everyone's aiming for.
And when we talk about powerful, fast, non-invasive tools for that, thermography or heat detection, it's got to be right near the top of the list.
It absolutely should be. I mean, modern thermal cameras, they're incredibly capable. They can spot electrical faults, mechanical wear, a whole range of potential issues before they become disasters.
But here's the thing. Our source material today, and this includes insights from folks developing a platform called ThermalSync, makes a really critical point.
Which is.
That thermography, despite its power, is, well, vastly underutilized.
Yeah.
Not because the cameras aren't good enough.
No, the tech is amazing.
Right. It's because the traditional workflows, the actual process of doing inspections, are profoundly inefficient, kind of stuck in the analog age, you could say.
That's the core tension, exactly. You've got this cutting-edge imaging tech feeding into a process that's all about static reports, paper trails,
Yeah.
manual data entry.
Things that sit in binders.
Right. Information that gets outdated fast. That efficiency gap, that's the real pain point reliability pros have been trying to solve. It's why this whole modernization effort started.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Our mission for you today is to dive into how industrial facilities are trying to radically transform that whole thermographic inspection process.
Moving it away from just documentation.
Yeah, moving it from like a static exercise into something real time, a stream of actionable data. We're really focusing on the strategic shift needed to make thermography a true proactive tool for asset reliability.
Yeah, we're looking at the shift from generating information that, like you said, sits in a binder to information that actually generates a work order, maybe even automatically.
Okay, let's start with the frustration then. We know the current system has problems, but what specifically are the functional roadblocks? What do reliability teams hit, every single time they try to do an inspection the old way?
Well, the first big one is the delay. The lag time between actually capturing the data, the image, and someone being able to act on it.
Okay.
Traditional processes, they do produce critical insights, sure, but they come in these static reports, often weeks after the inspection.
Weeks. Wow.
Yeah, sometimes.
Right.
And by then, the information is already losing value. The moment that contractor leaves the building, the clock is ticking on how relevant that snapshot is. The goal is to move beyond that model entirely.
And tied into that delay, I imagine, is the labor issue. When we're talking electrical assets specifically, you often need an external specialized thermography contractor, don't you?
That's right. And here's what's fascinating or frustrating. Depending on your view, the result is often double the labor cost. Because the external contractor, the thermographer, they have the specialized skill with the camera and analysis, right? But they usually need an in-house electrician or a maintenance tech right there with them.
Ah, for safety, opening panels.
Exactly. To open the panel safely, manage lockout, hagout, maybe record the load data from the equipment at that exact moment. So you're paying for the specialist and your own person's time side by side for the whole inspection. It effectively doubles the labor cost right there.
That's a huge point, cutting labor costs in half. I mean, that sounds incredible. But let's be realistic for a second. Isn't there a massive upfront investment? Training your internal teams, certifications maybe? Are you just trading one cost for another?
That's a fair challenge, definitely. But the strategic thinking here is that you're trading a recurring, often high external cost for a more manageable one-time internal investment that scales.
Okay.
See, when systems like the one we're discussing, ThermalSync, are designed to simplify the data management part, the reporting, the organizing, then the really specialized skill becomes less about complex software mastery.
And more about what your team already knows.
Precisely. More about the electrical safety, the equipment knowledge, the stuff your in-house team already possesses. You're basically empowering the person who's already on site, already qualified to be there, to complete the whole task.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, now let's talk logistics. I can only imagine the headache trying to coordinate everything. Production schedules, maintenance crews, that external contractor, across a whole facility.
It is a genuine coordination nightmare. Seriously. Because thermal inspections must be done under load.
Meaning the equipment has to be running normally.
Right. Running under its typical operational conditions. Now, try scheduling a single-day inspection route that covers every critical piece of equipment. When some run on first shift, others on third, maybe some only run when a certain product line is active.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It requires meticulous and, frankly, often frustrating planning. The system, the process, needs to allow for much more flexible inspection time.
So, okay. if we solve that coordination problem, maybe by letting people inspect whenever an asset is actually running. The next challenge becomes making sense of all that data, right? It's coming in flexibly, maybe continuously. It's not enough just to get a pretty heat map.
Not at all.
You need to turn that raw infrared data into something actionable tied to the specific asset, giving you real maintenance intelligence.
Exactly. That human step of correlation.
Yeah.
You know, taking this thermal image, finding the right load data sheet, matching it to the asset number in the maintenance log somewhere. That's where huge amounts of time get wasted. Massive inefficiencies creep in right there.
Okay, so that brings us to how a modern system, like the one described in our sources, fundamentally revolutionizes this. And it seems the solution has to start with how the data itself is structured.
It is the absolute foundation, non-negotiable. If you don't structure the data correctly from the get-go, any fancy AI or automated reporting you try to build on top,
yeah,
it's just going to fail or at least underperform significantly.
And the core foundation described is this asset-based structure. Every single inspection, every image, every bit of data is tied directly to a defined asset and even a specific component on that asset. Why is that level of granularity, that traceability, so critical?
Because it enforces standardization. It's the key. If every image is tagged to the component before it even gets analyzed, that data is immediately useful. You can trend it, you can compare it over time, reliably.
As opposed to just filing images by date or location.
Right. If you do that, the information is effectively siloed. It's hard to compare apples to apples later. But linking it directly to the asset ID, maybe the motor bearing or the specific breaker contact, that guarantees consistency. And consistency is what you absolutely need for, well, for reliable machine learning down the line.
Let's talk about the most immediate efficiency win then, managing the images themselves. We've all been there, right? Coming back from an inspection route with hundreds of images on an SD card.
Oh yeah, all name something like IMG001, IMG002.
Exactly, and then facing that painful process of manually sorting, renaming, putting them in the right folders.
A soul-crushing exercise.
Yeah.
Honestly, reliability teams dread that part.
So the system described tackles this with what they call intelligent bulk upload. The team goes out, takes their pictures, comes back, plugs in the camera or card, and uploads everything at once.
And the platform does the heavy lifting.
Yeah, it intelligently organizes those images instantly, puts them into a clean, structured archive, all linked to the right assets, ready for analysis. It basically eliminates that huge post-inspection organizational bottleneck.
And critically, for our audience, the source material clarifies something important here. The platform works with basically all professional thermal cameras, but
what?
It highly recommends using images that contain radiometric data.
Okay, what does radiometric mean in this context, and why is it key?
Radiometric means the camera isn't just taking a visual picture with colors representing heat. It's actually capturing and storing the precise temperature value for every single pixel in that image.
Ah, okay, so it's not just a pretty picture.
Exactly, it's a matrix of temperatures.
Yeah.
And the reason that's so important is it allows you to do analysis after the fact, after the inspection is complete.
How so?
Well, you can go back 6 months later, pull up that image in the software, draw a box around a specific connection point, and see its exact temperature, or even trend that specific point over multiple inspections, even if it wasn't flagged as an issue originally.
So you can reanalyze historical data with new context.
Precisely. It moves the data way beyond just a quick visual check during the inspection itself. It becomes a lasting data asset.
And a really major practical note for people working in, you know, tough industrial settings, the camera itself does not need internet access out on the plant floor.
Crucial point.
You just take your images, like always, save them to the camera or as a D card, and then upload them when you get back to an office or connected area. Essential for hazardous locations, remote spots.
Absolutely. That functionality is just. Mm-hmm. It's a necessary nod to the reality of working in these environments. You can't assume Wi-Fi everywhere.
So here's where we circle back to that scheduling flexibility we talked about. Because the system links the data directly to the asset, regardless of when the picture was taken,
right,
it effectively eliminates those rigid route-based limitations. Inspections can happen whenever the asset is actually operating under its normal load.
This fundamentally shifts control back to the facility, back to the maintenance team. You don't have to wait for that one big dedicated thermography day anymore.
So if a key piece of equipment, say a variable frequency drive, a VFD, which I hear are common sources of electrical heat issues.
Very common, yes.
If it's running smoothly on a Tuesday afternoon, an electrician who's already in the area for another job can potentially inspect it right then and there.
Exactly. Inspect it, capture the image, Maybe note the load if needed and upload the data immediately or whenever they get back. It becomes part of the routine workflow, not a special event.
And this data then feeds instantly into what's described as a real-time inspection management platform. It replaces those static PDF reports entirely.
Correct. Results, exceptions, potential problems, they become visible almost immediately. And maintenance managers can track the corrective actions, the work orders, right there in the system.
It's no longer just documentation.
It's action tracking. It's active management. That's the strategic shift.
Which brings us perfectly to the more advanced feature, specifically AI, AI-powered fault finding. How does a system like this manage to intelligently sift through potentially thousands of images without overwhelming the team?
It all comes back to that rigorous asset structure we talked about earlier. That's the key enabler.
Because the system knows what it's looking at.
Exactly. Because that asset level context is built into every single inspection, the AI doesn't have to guess. It knows this is Motor 123 bearing housing.
Yeah.
So it can automatically analyze the image, detect temperature anomalies relative to that specific component's history or expected norms, and flag potential issues.
Okay, but here's the really clever part described. It also intelligently ignores healthy assets.
Yes. And that's a massive efficiency multiplier.
Yeah.
Based on the asset's history, its current load conditions compared to the temperature reading, the AI can make a pretty good assessment. This looks normal, no action needed.
So you're not forcing humans to manually review thousands upon thousands of images that just show, well, normal healthy operation.
Precisely. The AI acts as a filter. It screens out the noise, the everything's okay pictures, and makes sure that the reliability team's valuable attention is focused only on the true exceptions, the things that genuinely need attention or at least further investigation.
Now we have to talk about the elephant in the room, the thing that's really driving a lot of this modernization effort.
Yeah.
Compliance, specifically the NFPA 70B standard.
It is. Yeah, it's a huge driver.
Yeah.
NFPA 70B, the standard for electrical equipment maintenance, it now requires annual thermographic inspections of all electrical assets. And crucially,
while under load.
While under load, that's the key phrase. And this requirement, it's essentially non-negotiable for facilities that want to manage risk properly, satisfy insurers, and maintain safety standards.
And trying to meet that mandate annually using the traditional contractor model,
it becomes prohibitively expensive for many facilities. And the logistics, as we discussed, are a nightmare.
So the benefit of moving to a platform like this is kind of twofold. You achieve compliance, tick the box for NFPA 70B.
Yes.
But you also potentially drive down the cost of achieving it quite significantly.
Correct. The system aims to make compliance cost effective, precisely because it empowers the facility's own qualified electricians to perform the entire inspection. They capture the thermal image, they capture the necessary load data, maybe enter it directly into a connected app or the platform later.
Eliminating the need for that second person, the external specialist, in many cases.
Right. By leveraging your existing internal resources, the people who already know the equipment and safety procedures, you cut out that doubled labor cost associated with the traditional external contractor model.
And I'm guessing this level of standardized data all tied to assets is something auditors or insurance inspectors really like to see.
Oh, absolutely. It makes audits so much smoother. You are essentially audit ready 24/7.
How so?
Because all the inspection data, the images, the temperatures, the load conditions recorded at the time, the date stamps, the specific asset ID, it's all organized, easily searchable, and instantly reviewable within the platform. It demonstrates a clear, documented commitment to meeting that NFPA 70B standard. No more digging through binders or scattered files.
Okay, thinking longer term now, beyond just the annual compliance check. For this to be truly predictive, the system needs to do more than just manage snapshots in time. How does it handle trending looking at reliability over months or years?
Yeah, the ability to track changes over time is absolutely fundamental to predictive maintenance. You need to see degradation before it becomes failure.
So the system allows that?
Yes. The system allows users to define and trend multiple points of interest on each asset. So for a specific motor, you might track the temperature of the inboard bearing, the outboard bearing, and maybe a specific connection point in the terminal box. And it builds a history, a trend line, for each of those specific points over successive inspections. That's where you spot the subtle increases that signal trouble brewing.
And the source material strongly encourages users to sort of front-load the system with historical failure information. Why is inputting past data on, say, previous motor burnouts or specific types of bearing failures so critical?
Because that provides vital context. It gives the AI and human analysts a kind of backbone to work with.
How does that work?
Well, if the system knows that this specific model of VFD has historically shown failures, starting with overheating in the capacitor bank after, say, 5 years of service, it can apply that knowledge when it sees a thermal signature developing in that area on a similar VFD.
So it goes beyond just it's hot in a way that we know often leads to failure.
Exactly. It helps prioritize the risk. It adds intelligence beyond just the raw temperature reading. It connects the what with the so what.
Finally, let's talk about the ecosystem. We're discussing data streams, real-time management. This kind of system can't really operate effectively in a vacuum, can it?
Absolutely not. It needs to connect. Interoperability was apparently a core design principle from the start.
How does it connect?
Using standard methods, like REST APIs, to talk to other crucial enterprise systems. The big one here is integration with the facility's CMMS, the computerized maintenance management system.
Right, the system that manages all the work orders, maintenance schedules, asset records.
Exactly, that's the operational hub for maintenance.
Now, integration sounds great, but let's hit a critical point. CMMS integration. Sometimes it sounds better on paper than it works in practice. What are the real complexities there? How do you make sure this thermal platform can seamlessly, maybe even automatically, generate and close work orders?
That is where, again, that rigorous data structure is absolutely vital. If the asset identification is standardized and bulletproof, and if the thermal anomaly detected can be clearly translated into, say, a specific severity code or risk score.
Like a Category 1, Category 2 type finding?
Exactly. If you have that clear, structured output, then the platform can be configured to automatically generate a pre-populated work order directly in the CMMS. It would include the asset ID, the location, the finding, the severity, maybe even attach the thermal image.
So the complexity is mostly in the setup.
A lot of it is in the initial setup, yes. Mapping the asset data accurately between the two systems, making sure the naming conventions align, the severity codes translate correctly. But once that digital bridge is built properly, the potential for automation is really a game changer for workflow efficiency.
And this idea of flexibility, it also extends to staffing, right? What if your internal team is just swamped?
Yes, that's another angle. If internal labor resources are stretched thin, maybe due to sickness or a big shutdown project, the facility can securely share their entire thermography program, all that structure data, the asset history, with qualified external service providers.
Through the platform?
Through the platform, yes. The provider can then log in, perform analysis, maybe even execute the inspections if needed, all using the same standardized system. The facility doesn't lose visibility or control over its data. It provides operational continuity, even when staffing is tight.
Okay, so let's try and synthesize this for the reliability professional listening right now. What does this all mean? The key takeaways seem to be this big paradigm shift, moving from static reports to real-time, actionable data.
Definitely number one.
Then there's the potentially massive labor cost reduction achieved by empowering internal teams and leveraging their existing skills.
A huge practical benefit.
And finally, the underlying power comes from linking that structured asset level context with AI analysis to make thermography truly predictive, not just reactive.
Exactly. And operationally, the ability to just streamline the whole image management piece, to bulk upload the automatic organization and enforce standardization across the entire program. That's the breakthrough that unlocks the full value of the technology. This kind of platform aims to democratize the specialized knowledge, making it genuinely usable by experienced maintenance team members after that initial setup and training.
So the shift towards automation, towards seamless CMMS integration, it really makes you pause and think about the future role of maintenance professionals, doesn't it?
It does.
If the ultimate goal here is for these advanced platforms to generate and maybe even close out basic work orders automatically, eliminating a lot of that administrative burden, what new skills will reliability teams need when their time is freed up from managing paperwork and sorting data? What does that look like?
They'll likely focus more on interpreting complex trend analysis, maybe digging into the anomalies, the AI flags, planning higher level strategic improvements rather than just fighting fires.
Yeah, focusing purely on that complex analysis and implementation, that's definitely something for you to chew on as you think about your own organization's next compliance cycle or inspection program.